Hi there. Hi, I'm Chris Collins, co-something, along with Jill and Bauer from Fenway's Outstate. Thanks everybody for coming out tonight for the season premiere of 2023 Hemingway's on this summery evening, since it is the summer poetry series. Thanks for that. Thanks so much to White Whale again for hosting us these last couple of years online, taking care of all the technological stuff that Joan and I have no idea how to do, and just providing such a wonderful home for the series, and a home where everybody can feel safe and comfortable and respected is so important to us. So thank you to White Whale. Thank you to Ari for running this for us tonight. I really like your shoes. Yeah, so it's a reading series, so I'm gonna read something to you. Also, there's beer here. This is the White Whale, recommend it. I like to think having Hemingway's present at this bookstore was an incentive to install beer taps. Okay, so this is from a collection of essays by John Shulian called Twilight of the Long Ball Gods. It's a collection of baseball essays. And this is a piece that he wrote some years ago called Laughing on the Outside. And it's about Josh Gibson. If you don't know, he played in the Negro Leagues. He's a Pittsburgh guy. He played for the Homestead Rays. He played for the Pittsburgh Crawfords. He is arguably one of the greatest players to ever play the game, certainly one of the best hitters to ever play the game. Shulian writes, they called him the Black Babe Ruth, but he was more than that. He was a 1,000-watt celebrity in the parallel universe that spawned him, and his star shone brightest whenever he rolled into one of the big cities on the Negro League's endless caravan, New York or D.C., or Sweet Home Pittsburgh. He would hit the jazz clubs then, places that were to Black players what Toots Shores was to the Yankees. And he would rub shoulders with Lena Horne, Duke Ellington, the Mills brothers, as if they were old friends. After a while, maybe they were, because they let Gibson get up and sing with the band, sing something smoky or swinging in that rich voice of his. So, real quick, Gibson's stats, just so you get it in your head. He had a .354 batting average for his 37 years in the Negro Leagues. He got a .373 for two summers in Mexico and .353 for two winters in Cuba. In 1943, he had a batting average of .517. I'm not a sabermetrics kind of guy, but I understand that's impressive as shit. But Shulian goes on to say this. There was heartbreak at both ends of his journey, though the focus usually falls on his premature death. He died at 35. Overlooked too often is what he had faced 17 years earlier, when he was just a kid with a big future in baseball and a pregnant girlfriend who became his wife. The former Helen Mason was 17 when she gave birth to twins, then died before she could hold them in her arms. From that day forward, Gibson didn't stop running until he too was in his grave. Fatherhood scarcely slowed him. Indeed, it might have done just the opposite. Says James A. Riley, director of research for the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City, which I've been to, it's a fantastic museum, check it out. Every time he saw those kids, he thought of his wife. The thought, if you accept Riley's theory, was more than Gibson could bear. So in the end of Gibson's life, he was a lot of liquor, he bought drugs, he was in a mental hospital for a while. He's buried over here in Allegheny Cemetery, and it took 30 years for his grave to get marked. That didn't happen until 1975. But I like, in this essay in particular, and why I'm reading it, I love the image of him on a stage, maybe at the Crawford Grill, just singing a song that Ellington's band. Maybe Ben Webster on the horn or something. Singing, I'd like to think that he had some real real good feeling towards like the Ellington song, since Billy Strayhorn grew up not too far from him. Wordsworth wrote that poetry is, I'll get this straight, the spontaneous overflow of powerful feelings. So who's to say that Josh Gibson wasn't a poet? That maybe not so much when he was on the field, but after hours, all of that feeling that he had from this life that he was living, the highs and the lows of it, the very acute knowledge that none of it might even matter a few years from now, from when his career was over, and for a while it didn't. But still going on, and still with the weight of it, he could take to a stage and express something deep in his heart. And that's what this series is about. All series like this, just across the country, around the world. People taking time out from their lives, stepping in front of a microphone if a microphone's available, not always, and expressing something true about themselves, about being human. Doesn't have to be under lights, and you don't need a famous tenor saxophone behind you helping you along, though I recommend it if you can get it. But I just like that image of Josh Gibson. It's one I hadn't heard of, and I just wanted to share that with you guys tonight. So thank you for coming out. Thank you to Dora Lee, Stefan, Lisa for reading tonight. Really, really fucking kick-ass poets. And thanks for coming out again on this lovely summer night. So thanks a lot.